Hello and welcome to the Weekly Insurance News Wrap. I am your host, Paige Estratori, on behalf of Financial Services Online. Today is Monday, the 13th of October, 2025, and we have a roundup of critical stories shaping the Australian insurance scene. We start off with a dramatic story from New Zealand involving an insurance broker who exploited his trust. Murray McLoone, a former broker, is now facing 3 years and 7 months behind bars for embezzling an astonishing NZ $1.7 million. Unbelievably, his victims were two elderly couples who he convinced to invest through his firm. The funds were misused for personal expenses, including buying a house. This flagrant breach certainly underlines the importance of regulatory oversight and trust in financial advisory services. On the home front, NSW state insurer iCare is under the scanner for underpayments in workers' compensation claims. A whopping 9,400 claims dating back to 2012 may have been underpaid, with missing inflation adjustments to blame. To correct this oversight, State Insurance Regulatory Authority, or CIRA, has directed iCare to reassess these claims. While iCare has started this process, the incident has implications for maintaining trust and compliance in workers' compensation, given the current economic conditions. Turning our attention to the health insurance sector, a significant increase in mental health-related claims is shifting the landscape. Mental health claims now form almost one-third of all total and permanent disability, or TPD, claims, a trend underscored by an impressive $2.2 billion payout for retail mental health claims just last year. Particularly of concern is the steep increase amongst Australians in their 30s. This trend compels both consumers to reassess their coverage and the industry to ensure sustainable support systems. Meanwhile, the Australian Securities and Investments Commission, ASIC, has initiated legal proceedings against Australian Super over prolonged delays in the processing of death benefit claims. About 7,000 claims have been affected, with some taking as long as 4 years to process. Australian Super has acknowledged the problem, and improvements are promised. This crucial situation prompts a timely reminder to superannuation members everywhere to scrutinize their funds policies carefully. This wraps up our weekly news update. I'm Paige Estratori for Financial Services Online, helping Australians navigate the complex and ever-evolving world of personal and business insurance. You can find more in-depth information on our stories at our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. Thank you for tuning in. Until next time, stay informed and stay safe.